let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's believed to be hiding one of the greatest treasures of all time. Oak Island off the south shore of Nova Scotia has intrigued adventurers for more than 200 years. No one has been able to find it. But Rick and Marty Lagina and the Oak Island team are bringing more determination, resources, and technology than ever in their quest to solve the 225-year-old treasure mystery. You can follow their search in the popular long-running History Channel series, The Curse of Oak Island, now in its 8th season. Rick and Marty will also host the new history series, Beyond Oak Island. Rick, a retired U.S. postal worker. Marty is his younger brother, an engineer who owns his own energy business. They've shared a dream of solving the Oak Island mystery since their adventurous childhood in northern Michigan. Season 8 of The Curse of Oak Island, Tuesdays 9 Eastern Pacific on History, and host of the new history series Beyond Oak Island, premiering Tuesday, November 17th, 10 Eastern and Pacific. And Marty and Rick are joining us on This Week in America. Good morning, guys. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Morning, Rick.
Really looking forward to having a chance to talk about this. And let's go back a couple of hundred years. So what is the mystery of Oak Island? Let's go back to how this whole thing began.
Rick, give him the summary.
Just a quick summary. It began the story, but we have poked a few holes in the story, if you will. But the story was that three young men came onto the island, found area under a giant oak tree that was depressed or sunken in, and they dig, and they by themselves get down to 30 feet, and every 10 feet they find a layer of oak logs embedded into the sides. They see pick marks in the side of this circular shaft about 13 feet in diameter, and then everyone after that is off to the races. There's just, from that time forward, there's just this belief, because of the workings that were discovered by the early searchers, that something of immense value was deep in the bowels of the money pit.
Marty,
as succession of searchers went deeper and deeper,
yes,
more and more evidence of substantial works appeared.
Yeah, at an early age, 1965, you're reading Reader's Digest, and this captured your heart and kept your attention all of these years. Why was that story of Oak Island, why was that so impactful? Because it literally has shaped your lives.
That's a very good point. And I would point out that we've come to learn, this is Marty, that it wasn't just us. Something about that article, that three-page article, impacted lots of people. It impacted Dan Blankenship before us, and then the people we meet on the island. You won't believe how many people have read that article and were fascinated with it their whole lives. So for Rick and I, he was big brother, I was little brother. He shows me this thing. You know, it had all the things a kid loves, pirates, treasure, booby traps,
yes,
curses. It had everything. And so it was kind of our connection as we grew up.
A little bit. Who hasn't read Treasure Island, right?
Oh, exactly, and thought about, boy, what would I do and how much fun would that be? We're talking with Rick and Marty, the treasure-hunting stars of The Curse of Oak Island, back for a new season on History, and hosting the new series Beyond Oak Island that premieres November 17th, then Eastern and Pacific. What was it like when you're reading that story, and part of that story is a curse? You've got all of this part of the story that's like intriguing, and I'd love to do that. But then you've got the curse of Oak Island. Talk about that, because there have been lives lost along the way. There is a curse attached.
Yeah, there is a curse, and it's one of those things that, you know, the rational part of me doesn't believe at all, but the sort of reptilian brain irrational part is always
yes,
leery of it. I mean, I remember the King Tut thing when I was younger, when they broke the seal there. Apparently, you know, there was a curse, and a bunch of people, you know, met some untimely end. So it's in the back of your mind. Rationally, I don't believe it, but irrationally, it's there.
And you've been doing this
as a young boy.
Yeah,
as a young boy, it captivates you. It only makes it more intriguing.
Well, yep. Yeah, in the back of your mind, there's that, okay, we're going to break the curse here. And you're getting close to that. I mean, I understand in this new season, talk about what we're going to see, because it looks like when you're reading everything about the new season, you've got some impressive discoveries you're going to find. You've got new strategies you're working on. It's been labeled the biggest season yet. How much progress are you making?
Given the COVID, go ahead, Rick.
No, go ahead. That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah, given COVID that was handed to us, and mainly, honestly, due to Rick's efforts to pull it all together, we managed to do an enormous amount this season, and discovered things that, honestly, I couldn't have even predicted. That's kind of what I'm allowed to say, but I was very surprised at what we found, very surprised.
Rick, let's say Marty is more interested in the swamp than he has ever been. We'll leave it at that.
Interesting. Okay, now you piqued our curiosity. We'll be watching with great interest, of course, on season 8. I mentioned you've been doing this since 2006. Boy, a lot of people have been doing it over the couple hundred years. A lot of a number of lives, I think 6 now at this point, have been lost. A lot of money spent. What keeps you going? Why do you think, you know, we're really onto something? I imagine over the years it'd be pretty easy to say, you know, there's nothing here. Let's move on.
I'll let Marty answer that.
No, I was just going to say I'll let Rick answer because there has been many times. Go ahead, Rick, because I'll just say this. There have been many times when I had that exact thought cross my mind, but hear from Rick here. Go ahead.
I just think there's a wonderful story written here on Oak Island, and we would like to play a small part in understanding that story, because I think it's captivating. It becomes more captivating year by year. And as you said earlier, Rick, that we're trying to apply science. I think there are only one way, really. And we thought this early on, and then we were a bit disappointed in the application of technologies. But now it's come around to where science is really playing a very definitive role. And I'll let Marty take over here, because there is a science that I think has certainly buoyed Marty's spirits, right?
Well, it's yes, and that's the answer to Rick's, the host, question, and that is that it seems like, and I mean, against all odds, at the end of every exploration season, the island offers up something that just gets you going again.
Yes.
And this year was no exception.
You know, it's interesting, the reaction of the local people. Talk about that and their support or their chagrin as more people come running to town to try to solve this mystery. How important has that been to have the cooperation of the locals?
That has been huge and consistent and supportive. The locals have been great. The government of Nova Scotia has been great, you know, with the limitations inherent in all governments, but they've been great to work with. We have had nothing but great support. It's part of the lore in Nova Scotia. It's a part of their history. Just about everybody already knew about Oak Island. I mean, Rick, would you concur?
Yes. And I think that, you know, usually the best, but one of the ways to say it would be, in life, we all make choices and we choose paths to follow. And there's always a naysayer or two along the way. And yet on this chosen path, there has not been a naysayer. Yes, some people don't believe, but they are supportive. They are kind. They continue to express their concerns and their interest in finding the answers that lie here. And as Marty said, it's been incredible, the support and the kindness shown by everyone.
Marty, let's talk about...
And up until... Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, finish your thought. Go ahead.
Well, up until COVID, too, just the final thought on that,
yes.
It's been a great tourist attraction. I mean, the draw has been enormous and from all over the world. And I had a shopkeeper in Mahone Bay come running out and tell me, my business is doubled. I've already found the treasure. So,
you know. Little did I know it was buried in his cash register. I love that this guy is checked out. Okay, a couple minutes left in the program. I want to mention Beyond Oak Island, because we're going to be fascinated by what you're doing, but also to see other treasure hunts, some, I guess, in progress, and find some of the stories, you know, the pirate stories and Jesse James, Blackbeard, all of that. Marty, tell me a little bit about Beyond Oak Island.
Yeah, Beyond Oak Island was sort of, you know, suggested to us. And, you know, I was intrigued and Rick was intrigued right away. We really aren't, never were trying to be on TV, which is a whole nother story. But this this business about bringing history to people is intriguing and rewarding for us. So these shows, these Beyond Oak Island shows, are really, really interesting. I learned a lot, and I thought I knew about these things. But it turns out when you dig down a little bit, there's a story, and then there's the real story, and then there's the maybe, you know, the apocryphal story, and it's just really interesting, and how it interrelates with the history at the time. It's a real interesting show.
Rick, I got just a finish.
Our sisters, Teresa and Marianne, are teachers, and they said to us, you know what, think of these shows, the opportunities to give people insights that they would not have. It's their Reader's Digest article. And that's kind of the way we looked at it, a way to give back, a way to let people know, as Marty said, you think you understand these stories, but on many levels you don't.
Marty, I got
especially young people.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting as you go, we start thinking of that time and what could be there. And I'll close. I got about 30 seconds here, Marty. What do you expect? What are some of the theories that you possibly will find there?
Oh, my gosh. In 30 seconds? I'm sorry, Rick.
Okay. That wasn't fair.
There's plausible evidence for all kinds of stuff. And we haven't been able to eliminate very many. And, I mean, I'm talking plausible evidence for some really giant things that have been lost to history.
Well, as it unfolds, we'll be watching Season 8 of The Curse of Oak Island. That's Tuesday 9 Eastern Pacific on History. And host of the new history series Beyond Oak Island that premieres Tuesday, November 17th, 10 Eastern and Pacific. Rick and Marty, thank you for joining us on the program. You've been bringing us a history lesson every week. Now, twice a week, we'll be able to get history with Rick and Marty. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. We'll be watching this season.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.